101.3 WIBD AM 1470. Paul Simon, 1973 in Kodachrome. Another one of those things that kids just today just aren't going to ever really get the experience of. Kodachrome, Ektachrome, 35mm film. You know where I'm going with this, right? It is 7:45, and we are joined on the phone this morning by our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library, making a special Thursday morning guest appearance. Good morning.
Good morning.
We thought we'd, since I was out O-town yesterday, thank you for being flexible to be available this morning.
Well, hey, it's thrown off my entire perception of what day it is, but
but that's okay.
I'll even out eventually.
Because you know what? Because there's a 3-day weekend coming up that's just going to mess it up even more. So it doesn't really matter much.
Exactly. I'll figure it back out.
We're just kind of beyond the pale. So anyway, I was down in the land of Tennessee Williams.
Well, there you go.
And other famous literary types.
Indeed, it's literary and musical types. You can get.
Yes.
Pick up some jazz at the library as well.
Ah, yes, indeed. So yeah, had a really nice time in New Orleans and saw some people I hadn't seen in a very long time, and the rain there was just an occasional 5-minute cloudburst here and there, as opposed to what apparently was the case here.
Yeah, it was more of a couple of day cloudburst.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Well, we should talk. Let's start out with the fact that this is Labor Day weekend, so we have an adjustment in the hours for the West Bend Public Library.
We sure do. We're actually going to be closed all the way closed on Saturday, September 1st. Also on Sunday, September 2nd, we're always closed on Sundays, though. But we're also going to have the day itself, Monday, September 3rd, where we're closed for the day. We will reopen on Tuesday at 9 a.m. on the 4th. And if you do need to return materials while we're closed, you can always check out the book and media drops on the north side of the building, off of kind of 6th Avenue there. And we do hope everybody has a safe and wonderful weekend, because that's what the librarians are planning to do.
Ah, see, there you go. And and again, they've got to plan ahead if you think you're going to need material for the weekend.
Oh, exactly. If you've... you've got a group coming over and you think the kids might need to watch a movie, that kind of thing. I definitely want to pick it up tomorrow before we shut down for the day.
Right, exactly. End of the month is coming, so the annual supply drive is wrapping up.
Yeah, so if you have anything that you picked up while out back to school shopping for us, you can drop it off at the library really any time that we're open. We've had a lot of really awesome donations so far of school supplies. And other kinds of things that we use around the library year-round. So we really appreciate everyone who's donated so far. And if you've got the bag sitting in your trunk, feel free to drop that out of the library and clear it out. It's also the last day to turn in your August reading program records. So those in grades K through 8 read 10 hours and earn a Sunburst tubing voucher and some treasure box prizes. And kids who are outside of that age range get more treasure box prizes, but you don't qualify for the tubing pass, unfortunately. So, those who do want to get the tubing pass, you definitely want to get those 10 hours read and those forms turned in by the end of the month, which is tomorrow.
All right. We don't usually talk about the year. We don't talk about them often, but there are several story time sessions every week at the West Bend Public Library.
There sure are. We've got one for babies and toddlers on Wednesday mornings at 9:15. It's kind of geared toward ages 0 to 24 months. It's got some songs, rhymes, and some short stories with bubbles and playtime involved. So every single Wednesday at 9:15. There's also preschool story time. They usually last about half an hour, and there's songs, rhymes, games, bubbles, all kinds of good stuff. And the children can stay after story time for a craft. That's every Tuesday and Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. and Thursday evenings at 6:30. So there's a different story time each week for the preschoolers, and all those sessions are drop-in. There's no advanced registration required, just songs and books and crafts and a good time.
All right. Sounds good. And for avid readers who are also book collectors, a chance for you to thin your shelves and then restock them with other books coming up.
Exactly. We've got two upcoming book sales, and we're seeking donations to help supplement those. The fall book sale will be from 9 to 4 p.m. on September 21st and 9 to noon on September 22nd. And we'll be selling fiction and nonfiction books and audiobooks for all ages. So lots of different formats, lots of different genres for kids all the way up to adults. We'll accept donations up until the book sale. So if you have something you would like to donate, definitely get in touch with Sarah at the library, or you can just stop by and drop them off and say they're for the fall book sale. We'll get them where they need to go. Then in December, we're holding our inaugural Christmas cookbook pop-up sale. So it's a one-day-only sale where we're just selling holiday cookbooks. So we're accepting donations of any tired holiday books that you might be sick of. You've used them. You've got that one recipe that you use all the time memorized. I have a couple of those. If you want to refresh your stock a little bit, consider donating the old tried and true ones and picking up something a little bit new at that sale. And you can also drop those donations off at the circulation desk. And if you have any questions, you can get in touch with Mara. So Sarah does fiction and nonfiction and fall book sale, and Mara's doing the cookbooks and around Christmas time.
No one is allowed to drop off more than four books featuring Jell-O recipes.
The Jell-O recipe books are,
Just saying.
I don't know what was going on in like the 60s, but a lot of Jell-O was involved somehow.
Somehow, free love and drug experimentation led to Jell-O cookbooks. There you have it. I don't know.
Led to suspending meat in Jell-O. Why did we do that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, not just meat, but kind of anything. You know, I mean, there were, you know, and of course, it always seemed like, you know, the lime Jell-O, I think, was probably the leader. Because I think I remember as a kid, you know, more things suspended in lime Jell-O than others. And maybe because you could see more through the lime.
I think that was probably part of it. And maybe the novelty of the green color.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, if you use some of the darker reds and stuff, you can't see what's in there. And if you're going to eat a Jell-O dish, you'd really like to, you know, be able to see what's...
Sometimes if you could see it, that didn't mean you could identify it. So.
Well, there is that, too. But, you know, but anyway, I'm sure there are some... You know what? I guarantee you there's somebody out there listening who still makes those Jell-O recipes and loves it and is offended that we're talking about poorly about
well,
them.
You know, that's, if anybody wants to bring a Jell-O dish to the library to prove me wrong about my my opinions about Jell-O, feel free. I'll try it and see how it goes.
There we go. All right. So when the library is not closed for holiday weekends, typical hours are...
Typically, we're open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. And as always, if you have any questions, if you're going, oh, I remember the library's closed this weekend, but I can't remember when, you can give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151. You can also visit our Facebook page or check out our website at west-bendlibrary.org.
And if I remember, we will post this with a link on the WIBD Facebook page as well. So, I don't know, I'm just kind of getting back in the routine here. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. Stuff happens.
So one of my things on my bucket list to do, actually, is go to New Orleans when they have this literary festival called Saints and Sinners.
Ooh.
Which I think would be awesome to go to.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
And, you know, well, plus they've got I'm sure there's at least one annual festival I know they have a Tennessee Williams festival that includes a Stella contest.
That I would love to see.
Where, you know, if you've seen Streetcar Named Desire, you know, Brando in the t-shirt and I won't do it cause I'm terrible at it, but, there you go. And they have a contest.
That's fabulous. I should enter. That was pretty much the best one you've ever heard, I'm pretty sure.
See, there you go. So so we'll meet up down there sometime. We'll go to the literary festival. We'll go to one of the festivals, and you can scream Stella at people.
They've got some beautiful libraries down there too. It's
they do. They do indeed. So
it's a good town.
Yes. So anyway, I will let you get into your Thursday now, and and then we'll go from there, and I will talk to you next Wednesday at our regular time.
All right. Excellent. Have a great long weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks, Hannah.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. That is Hannah from the West Bend Public Library, our regular weekly community conversation. Just